Where in the Bible will I find the two books of Maccabees? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The books of 1 and 2 Maccabees, like those of Josephus and other ancient historians, are uninspired productions from the centuries near the beginning of the Christian era. There are others among them, 1 Esdras, 2 Esdras, Tobit, and Judah, about 14 in all. Some are historical, but containing numerous inaccuracies. Others are fictional, and attributed to authors who had long time been dead before the books were written. Greatly inferior to the inspired writings in the Scriptures, some of these books advocate a level of morality much below that of the words of inspiration, and so they cannot be regarded as part of the Bible. These books, being uninspired, have no claim on us whatsoever, and have been inserted in some Bibles by those wishing to have something in the Bible to prove, as they think, their doctrine. It should be remembered that while some of these books were in existence while our Lord and His apostles were on earth, neither He nor the apostles nor any of the sacred writers ever quoted one word from them, though they often cited and quoted from Old Testament scriptures. It's remarkable that the books of Maccabees clearly assert that they are without inspiration, and thus not properly classified with truly Bible books. For example, the book of 1 Maccabees says that the gift of divine powers which characterized the books of the Old Testament had departed when it appeared. Thus, the books of Maccabees are no part of the Bible. They cannot properly be cited as such. And Roman Catholics, by quoting them rather than the true Scriptures of God, admit by this that they cannot prove their doctrines by the true Bible. They have to resort to uninspired writers, because the inspired writers of the Bible condemn their doctrine. Moses warned, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2.